Welcome to Digest This, the show that helps you revolutionize your digestive health. Here are your hosts, Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato.
Hello, and welcome to Digest This. I'm Dr. Liz Cruz, and I've got Tina Nunziato sitting right here by my side. Thank you so much for joining us. If you are a regular listener, thank you for being a regular listener. We appreciate you taking the time to hang out with us. And if you're a first-time listener, welcome. So we're back. We are back at the beginning of a new year. That's right. We are back. It's been 3 weeks since
It's been a nice break.
We had a great break.
We went away for most of it. So
we did.
We were away from the microphone.
Yes. And it was great. We relaxed. I didn't even touch a computer.
That was amazing to me.
I didn't touch a computer. And I didn't even have the desire to touch the computer.
You didn't even bring the computer.
I didn't.
That was amazing.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Well, you know, we were at my mom's and she does have a computer.
That's true. But you didn't even get on it.
No, I never even thought about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was really a nice break. It was just a great holiday. We got to go skiing. We took our kids skiing for the first time, and that was a lot of fun. It was fun getting back on skis after
20 years.
So it was good. But we're back. This week was my first week back at work, and so, you know, getting back into the bandwagon.
Getting back on the bandwagon.
On the bandwagon. Into the bandwagon.
Yes. I mean, aside from work, I mean, just getting back to eating our normal diet again.
Well, just getting into our routine, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I didn't realize how much I got off the bandwagon during the holidays. I think I really let myself go over the holidays more so than I ever have. I mean, I just...
You splurged.
I did.
It's okay.
Splurged. It was fun. I enjoyed it. Gained a few pounds. And I mean, and the thing is that we were so busy. I was so busy with doing procedures, and it was just, you know, we were trying to accommodate everybody that needed their procedure done before the end of the year, that I wasn't even going to exercise. I wasn't working out, because I was pretty much having to head out to the surgical center by 6:30, 7 o'clock, and so I had even let that off on the by the wayside.
Yeah.
And so I got back to Orange Theory this week. Mm-hmm. Muscles are nice and sore.
Isn't it amazing? Like, just for, like, I didn't do my exercise for those 2.5 weeks that we were gone.
Mm-hmm.
And when I started back up this week, I was sore.
Yeah.
It's just 2.5 weeks.
I know.
You know? It's crazy,
crazy how our body just deconditions so fast.
But it's nice that it kind of reconditions again pretty quickly.
Absolutely.
Like, you know, I was feeling really tired doing the workout at the beginning of this week, but by this morning I was feeling pretty good working out. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It is crazy how it deconditions, but you're right. It does. As long as you've been doing it, you know, you can pretty much get back on the bicycle and keep going. And, it's been, you know, and it's funny because it is such a mindset.
Mm-hmm.
It really is such a mindset, because once we got back last week, you know, we had the weekend. That was kind of like our last hurrah for the holiday. And we really like took it down to the very, end of Sunday night.
Yeah.
You know, we partied it up, but once Monday came, I knew that it was trying to go back to work. I needed to get back to exercise. I needed to, you know, be careful with my diet. My habit is usually to avoid any sweets during the weekdays.
Mm-hmm.
And then I reward myself, splurge a little bit on the weekends. But on weekdays, I don't need any sugar. And so once Monday started, that was it.
Mm-hmm.
I knew I had to do it. I had my fun. And now I needed to get back
And you were fine.
And I'm fine, yeah.
You were fine with it, yeah. You didn't struggle at all on
Monday. No, because it was like a mindset.
Trying to find a cookie anywhere you could.
No. In fact, I still have my mother-in-law, some of her cookies sitting in the fridge, and I'm looking forward to this weekend. But no, I haven't even been tempted by the cookies.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have to be intentional. I decided and I know what I need to do and I'm just doing it, mm-hmm. you know? I mean, and honestly, I did gain a few pounds over the holidays. Mm-hmm. And so I want to try to get those pounds off and you know, getting back into the exercise. And it feels good to be exercising again, because even that is such a mental thing, mm-hmm. because you feel good about yourself because you're taking care of yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, when you're, I mean, I remember during the holidays, it was almost like, a snowball effect, because the more I ate, you know, a lot of sugar mm-hmm. and junk food, and I had, you know, I was drinking wine and just like the more I did it, the easier it was to do it and to think, I haven't exercised, I haven't, you know, why start now? Mm-hmm. And so, but once I decided and came, once we came back and I knew that, you know, I needed to get back into mm-hmm. it. Yeah. It's like a total mindset and it feels good. The one thing that we did keep doing during the craziness of the holidays, we were drinking our green juice.
Yeah.
For the most part every day. Mm-hmm. So at least we were doing one good thing, but we really like ate out almost every night because the kids had programs and
yeah, toward the end there, yeah. right before we left on our trip. Yeah. Yeah,
it was busy. But anyways, yeah. enough about you know, my struggles.
But I want to talk a little bit about the mindset part, because you know, yeah. at the beginning of the year, everyone's got you know, a start fresh the goals, mindset, and everyone's yeah, setting the their New Year's resolutions. Yeah. And usually by now, you know, it's January 11th. Usually all those resolutions have been, you know, pushed out the door, mm-hmm. and we're kind of back into our old routines.
Yeah.
Like, is Orange Theory still really busy? Is it packed well, in the mornings?
Yeah, I went Monday and yesterday, Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. Was it pretty packed? Mm-hmm. Or
it yeah. was.
Because I know
it
that, was. You know, the workout places are always really packed at the beginning of the year. It's so funny, and then it slowly right. dies off, right, as the year progresses. Yeah.
Well, we'll see how it is tomorrow, and we'll yeah. see how it is over the next couple weeks.
Yeah. But I think it's just that ongoing mindset. And I think people get into a rut, like you were saying, right? Like mm-hmm. you just got into a rut over the holidays with, you know, splurging and then saying, oh, why should I even bother exercising? You know, some people live their whole life like that,
yeah.
right? And so it's the thought of breaking out of that cycle, right? And like, I think for me, like when I work out, like you said, it's like you feel good about yourself. Mm-hmm. I think it's almost... working out is almost better for your brain and your mentality than your body.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I totally agree.
Yeah.
I totally agree. It is such a, it really is. It just really.
It lifts you up.
Lifts you up. Yeah. It rejuvenates you. And it psychologically, makes you,
yeah.
your psyche, like you're like, oh, I'm taking care of myself.
Yeah. And it makes you want to do better.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
absolutely.
Like it makes you want to drink your water. It makes you want to eat the salad. It makes you, you know what I'm saying? Like yeah. it makes you want to make better choices, mm-hmm. not just with your exercise, but throughout the day.
Right.
Right. And that's like being healthy, not being healthy. I don't want to say it like that, but like trying to live a healthy life is a constant thing all day long. I mean, we're literally making choices almost every minute of the day.
Yes, that's
over
right.
whether we're making a healthy choice or not a healthy choice. And so it's important to have a really strong mindset toward wanting to be well, right? And so I think that to me, that's where like the working out comes in. Like I always feel really good about working out, mm-hmm. and I always want to do better for myself,
right?
You know, during the day, but like you said, if you're not working out, there's this oh, forget it kind of attitude.
Yeah,
you know?
No, it's true. Yeah, it is a mindset, and it is you have to be. And we've talked about this on previous podcasts, but you have to be intentional.
Yeah,
you have to be very intentional. I mean, think about it. We have to be intentional about everything that we do in life. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, if you're not, you know, if you go to work and you didn't take the time to be intentional and make yourself a healthy lunch, at lunchtime, when you're starving, you're going to eat anything mm-hmm. that you see, okay? And most of the stuff that we see here in America are fast food restaurants. I mean, there are, you know, four or five on every four-way corners, you know? And so you have to be intentional about everything. Mm-hmm. You have to be intentional about the time that you spend meditating or in spiritual, you know, in your worship, whatever it is that you do with your higher power, you have to be intentional about what you do with your kids. Mm-hmm. Okay? I mean, you could spend your whole time with your kids on your phone, checking out the Facebook
feed,
checking your email or whatever, and there are your kids waiting for you. Mm-hmm. And the time
goes by
and you will have spent quality time with your phone, mm-hmm. you know, as opposed to your kids. I mean, you literally have to be intentional. You have to put the phone down and you have to focus and say, you know what, this is my time with my kids, or this is my time for whatever, you know, call my mom, call my sister, call whatever. Mm-hmm. Okay, but you have to be intentional about everything, I think.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
I mean, when you start to not be intentional, for me, that's kind of when things just kind of go a little bit crazy, mm-hmm. you know, and I get a little lost.
Yeah.
I get a little lost.
Yeah, and I know there's a lot of people out there wanting to get back on the bandwagon. We've had a surge of calls at the office about wellness consults, mm-hmm. which is really good. So for those of you that, you know, want to get back on the bandwagon, maybe you've fallen off for a really long time and you're struggling with how to do it, you know, feel free to call us at the office. Come in for a free consult. You know, we're more than happy to help you and give you some, you know, few goals to work on and start with.
Absolutely.
To get you back on the bandwagon again.
And if you're not in Phoenix, you can always call.
Absolutely.
You can always call.
I do. Probably a third of our consultations are over the phone.
What is the best way for them to contact you?
The office, 623-772-6999. I'm at extension 102.
And if she doesn't answer, leave her a message. She's great about getting back. Tina's awesome about that. But yes, don't let geographic distance keep you from getting that one-on-one consultation. I mean, this is a gift.
That's right.
This is a gift that we provide. And so take advantage of it. I take advantage of it. I'm constantly getting consults from Tina on nutrition and wellness. So. But yeah, and you know, this is a time of the year where there's a lot of flu. Okay. I mean, several times on NPR this week, I've heard about how much flu is going on, and there's been deaths from the flu. You know, there's a lot of illness right now. It's just that time of the year, the weather, you know, people are sick, and they're, you know, the ERs are flooded with people, and they're saying, listen, you know, if you know this is a flu, don't go out somewhere where you're going to expose other people to it. Mm-hmm. You know, but some things that will help, just simple stuff, is, you know, make sure you're drinking plenty of fluids, plenty of water, avoid the sugars, make sure you're taking your probiotics, mm-hmm. And just, you know, as much as possible, just keep warm and you know, wash your hands. I mean, I'm telling you, germs, bugs, viruses, bacteria are passed in any fashion, okay? Not just when people cough or sneeze and it's in the air, but things that you touch, you know, you pick up the pen that somebody else has been using. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, you don't know. These people cough in their hands, then they pick up their pen, and now you pick up someone's pen who's been coughing and their pen is infected. You know, wash your hands. And I'm not talking about a little 10-second washing. Wash your hands for, you know, a good 30 seconds, a minute if you can, and make sure you rub them good, as if you're a surgeon going into the operating room. It's true, because it's, you know, the soap, and it's that friction that helps to clean up the hands. And that's, you know, that is truly a way to help prevent passing germs. Mm-hmm. And anything else?
No.
And eat one Fuji apple a day. Eat your greens.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's all we have for this podcast. We look forward to catching you on the next one.
Thank you for joining Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato. To learn more about their revolutionary products and services, go online to www.drlizcruz.com.